Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen, and today is July 31st. Today is the last day of this week's Come Follow Me block, and next week we're going to be studying Doctrine and Covenants sections 85 through 87. But for now, let's finish up this week by talking a little bit more about Doctrine and Covenants section 84. Now, in this section, of course, there's the oath and the covenant of the priesthood. There's all of these doctrines surrounding the power of God. But then he goes on and he continues to talk to those who are proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And starting in verse 81, the Lord says, "Therefore, take ye no thought for the morrow, for what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, or wherewithal ye shall be clothed. For consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And the kingdoms of the world, in all their glory, are not arrayed like one of these. For your Father, who is in heaven, knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Therefore, let the morrow take thought for these things of itself." Now, this is interesting, and I honestly think that it would be easy to misinterpret the beginning of this a little bit. In verse 81, where it says, "Take no thought for the morrow, what you will eat or what you will drink," if we're not careful, we might interpret that scripture as we don't need to put forth the effort. We don't need to make plans or try to move forward with faith, exercising our own agency to accomplish things. That's not what this means. We do need to use our agency. We do need to work. We do need to try. We do need to combine our efforts with the Lord's efforts. But at the end of the day, what the Lord is asking here is not just for our efforts, it's for our trust. I absolutely love this message that the Lord is able to bless us and to bring forth his works, but we do need to trust him. And sometimes, honestly, we just need to get out of his way and let him grow us and let him build us. Now, I just got home from camp and I spent an entire day helping girls rappel off the edge of a cliff. And so I feel like I spent an entire day talking about trust, this ability to trust something outside of yourself. When you're rappelling, you get to this moment where you're harnessed in, you have all your ropes, you've got your harness, you've got your equipment, but you still have to take a moment to step off the edge of that cliff. And there's just a second there where you can't feel like your harnesses or your ropes have you. And it's the hardest part. That's the hardest step of rappelling. And if you can't trust at all in the ropes, you would never be able to take that first step. I was so incredibly proud of all the girls in our stake as they were willing to trust. As I said, "I've got you, it is okay," and they were willing to believe that and take that scary first step. Now, oftentimes in our lives, as we are moving forward, as we're trying to grow, the Lord will say a similar thing to us. We might get to a moment where we have to take that blind step. We might get to a moment where it is really hard to move forward, and we don't know how to move forward, and we don't know what's on the other side of that moving forward. But if we're careful, if we take time to be still, if we take time to listen, I believe that we'll have that same voice, that same reassurance telling us, "It's okay, I'm here, just trust, you can do this." And by listening and by believing, it gives us power and it gives us strength to move forward, even in that absolutely scariest step. That is trust in the Lord. Just like the lilies being able to grow, just like the lilies being able to move forward, we can grow, we can move forward, we can be blessed as we trust that the Lord knows his work. He knows how to move us forward. He knows how to bless us. Sometimes we just have to get out of his way and let him do that work. In the Book of Mormon, in Alma chapter 36, Alma is teaching his son Helaman, and he's giving him this advice, this counsel, things that he wants him to remember, things that he knows are going to guide him and bless him throughout his life. I want you to imagine if you have children or kids that mean a lot to you, and you had one opportunity to teach them, to testify to them, to try to instill one truth in them. What would you choose? What would you want them to know? One thing that Alma wanted Helaman to understand was this. He said, "I do know that whosoever shall put their trust in God shall be supported in their trials and their troubles and their afflictions, and shall be lifted up at that last day. Now, something that I love about this is it doesn't say, for I know that whosoever shall put their trust in God won't have trials and tribulations and afflictions. That's not the case. That was never the case. It was never meant to be the case. Rather, it says, whoever puts their trust in God is supported in the hard things and in the hard times. Something else that I love about this verse is Alma says, I beseech of ye that you will hear my words and learn of me. Alma asks his boys essentially to trust him so that he in turn could lead them to God and help them grow and learn to trust in the Lord. The other thing I love about this scripture is the promise that if we'll trust, not just lip service, but a genuine belief that his ways are higher and holier than our ways, then we can be supported in the hard things when they hit, not if. Remember, one of my go-to phrases, one of my favorite phrases, is that the Lord is more interested in our growth than he is in our comfort. Being built up, being made strong, isn't always easy, and it's not always comfortable. But as we trust in the Lord, the end result is growth. And as we trust in the Lord, we're strengthened and we're supported and we're comforted in that growth period, in that trial, in that tribulation. So the question is, how do we do it? How do we genuinely learn to trust God? I have been pondering that question so much this year. I feel like that's the one question that I keep coming back to, the one gospel principle that I feel like I'm constantly needing to work on and think about. And as I've been thinking about that this year, as I've been studying it, my one conclusion that I keep coming back to is you can't learn to trust somebody that you don't know. As we come to know the Lord, as we come to know our Father in heaven, we're better able to trust them because we know of their goodness, their kindness, their mercies, and their desire for our absolute best. Sister Cordone and President Eyring have both talked about this and how we can build that trust in the Lord. Sister Cordone said, first, we can come to know the Lord and trust him as we feast upon the words of Christ. For behold, the words of Christ will tell you all things what you should do. Second, she says that we need to build trust in the Lord through prayer. She says, as we make a habit of approaching Heavenly Father in prayer, we will come to know the Savior. We will come to trust him. Our desires will become more like him. Our desires will become more like his. We will be able to secure for ourselves and for others blessings that Heavenly Father is ready to give if we will but ask. Third, we can come to know the Lord and trust him as we serve others. And then Sister Corden says, Jesus Christ has overcome the world, and because of him, because of his infinite atonement, we all have great cause to trust, knowing that ultimately all will be well. Each of us can trust the Lord and lean not. We can center our lives on the Savior by coming to know him, and he will direct our paths. Now, I absolutely love what she says when she says that Jesus Christ has overcome the world, and because of him and because of his atonement, we have a great reason to trust. Oftentimes when we're talking about trust, we talk about being trustworthy. And who could possibly be more trustworthy than the Savior and our Heavenly Father, because they have given all and they have proven how desperately they want to help and to bless us by making sacrifices for our behalf. In a separate talk called Trusting God, President Eyring says that trust comes from knowing God. And then he says, you show your trust in him when you listen with the intent to learn and repent, and then you go and do whatever he asks. If you trust God enough to listen for his message in every sermon, song, and prayer, you will find it. And then if you then go and do what he would have you do, your power to trust him will grow. And in time, you will be overwhelmed with gratitude to find that he has come to trust you. My friends, I testify that life is never perfect. It was never meant to be perfect. God is intent on our growth, not our comfort. And things can be hard and difficult. But I also testify that as we place our trust in the Savior and in our Father in heaven, that we're supported in times of trial. We're blessed, we're lifted, and we're comforted. And it's my belief that they will prove that to us time and time again. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.